Welcome to our Growth and Developing the Economy series. In this series, you'll hear from the Prime Minister and other ministers of government about their responsibilities and how their ministries will contribute to the growth agenda. This week, we continue our conversation with the Most Honorable Andrew Holness, Prime Minister of Jamaica.
You've inherited an economic reform program with the IMF. It's focused on getting those economic fundamentals right, in order. But as you have begun to look beyond the program, how will you balance the need for continuity of certain elements of the program while making significant changes in the long term?
It was very difficult during the campaign to get people to understand that there is no trade-off between maintaining fiscal discipline and stimulating economic growth. So our dialectic is different. How we structure our problem is quite different from how previous governments have. We see more symbiosis, that the two, that they work together. So maintaining fiscal discipline for us is not a challenge. We continue to maintain fiscal discipline. The outturns so far show that we're meeting our targets. What we need to develop on now is stimulating economic growth. And to a large extent, that depends on how we make progress in the public sector.
And so as we look to reform the public sector, we started a transformation process. Where are we in coming to a new look public sector?
The good news is that a lot of work has been done about how we can make the Jamaican public sector more efficient in terms of what assets and functions can be divested or contracted out, what organizations should be merged and shared services pursued, what areas need to be augmented, certainly in terms of regulatory environment and capacity for enforcement, and the business process engineering through the integration of more technology into government's business. So, you know, the book has been written. The manual is almost there. That's the good news. The bad news is that we're just starting to actually implement. And it's not something that can happen by the snap of a finger. It's not something that will happen overnight. It will take time. And so the process that we are involved in is to get people to understand the broader vision. We have to get people to buy in. And the Economic Growth Council will play a critical role in ensuring that all stakeholders understand and can express their views outside earshot of, you know, political figures, so they can really get down into the meat of the matter and discuss without fear of political concerns. And once we get that understanding, and we're sure we have that understanding, then we can move into the other phase of actually making the change. But outside of that, there has to be leading by example. And so the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, the Office of the Prime Minister, we have to show the rest of the public sector, by example, how we are transforming ourselves. So we have given directives in the Office of the Prime Minister about looking at our operations, looking at how we can be more efficient, how we can support the growth agenda. And a few weeks ago, we had a very successful set of meetings in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, where we've started that process of getting people to understand what their mission is. And every single leader who has a process to own, they have to look at that process and figure out how we can make it shorter, faster, less bureaucratic, re-engineer the process to support the growth agenda. So that process, the good news is it has started.
And it will be completed.
Well, it will be a journey, but we will end up somewhere better off than where we were before.
That was Andrew Holness, Prime Minister of Jamaica. Thanks for joining us for the Growth and Developing the Economy series. The Growth and Developing the Economy series was brought to you in partnership with the Office of the Prime Minister.
The proceeding was brought to you in time allowed for government broadcasts.